إذ يغشيكم النعاس أمنة منه وينزل عليكم من السماء ماء ليطهركم به ويذهب عنكم رجز الشيطان وليربط على قلوبكم ويثبت به الأقدام.
And recall when Allah brought on you drowsiness, giving you a feeling of peace and security from Him, and He sent down rain upon you from the sky, that He might cleanse you through it, and take away from you the pollution of Satan, and strengthen your hearts and steady your feet through it.
And recall when Allah brought on you drowsiness.
In the Battle of Uhud, the Muslims passed through a similar experience. See Al-Imran 3:154 above. On both occasions, when prevalent conditions should have produced intense fear and panic among them, God filled their hearts with such peace and tranquility that they were overpowered with drowsiness. And take away from you the pollution of Satan, and strengthen your hearts and steady your feet through it. This refers to the heavy downpour on the night preceding the Battle of Badr. It helped the Muslims in three ways. First, it provided them with an abundant water supply, which they quickly stored in large reservoirs. Second, rain compacted the loose sand in the upper part of the valley where the Muslims had pitched their tents. This helped the Muslims plant their feet firmly and facilitated their movement. Third, where the Quraysh army was stationed in the lower part of the valley, the ground turned marshy. The defilement caused by Satan, which occurs in the verse, refers to the fear and panic which initially afflicted the Muslims.
إِذْ يُوحِي رَبُّكَ إِلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ أَنِّي مَعَكُمْ فَثَبِّتُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا سَأُلْقِي فِي قُلُوبِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا الرُّعْبَ فَاضْرِبُوا فَوْقَ الْأَعْنَاقِ وَاضْرِبُوا مِنْهُمْ كُلَّ بَنَانٍ.
And recall, when your Lord inspired the angels, I am certainly with you. So make firm the feet of those who believe. I will cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve. So strike at their necks, and strike at every pore and tip. So strike at their necks, and strike at every pore and tip.
In view of the general principle propounded in the Quran, we presume that the angels did not take part in the actual fighting. What we may suggest is that the angels helped the Muslims, and as a result, their blows became more accurate and effective.
ذلك بأنهم شاقوا الله ورسوله ومن يشاقق الله ورسوله فإن الله شديد العقاب.
This is because they defied Allah and His Messenger. Whoever defies Allah and His Messenger must know that Allah is severe in punishment. Whoever defies Allah and His Messenger must know that Allah is severe in punishment.
In recounting the events of the Battle of Badr, the Quran aims to explain the significance of the word Al-Anfal, spoils of war. In the opening verse of the surah, the Muslims were told that they should not deem the spoils to be a reward for their toil. Rather, the spoils should constitute a special reward granted to the Muslims by God, to whom the spoils rightfully belong. The events recounted here support this. The Muslims could reflect on the course of events and see for themselves to what extent the victory they had achieved was due to God's favor, and to what extent it was due to their own efforts.
ذَلِكُمْ فَذُوقُوهُ وَأَنَّ لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
That is your punishment from Allah. So taste this punishment and know that for the unbelievers is the punishment of the fire.
That is your punishment from Allah.
Here the discourse is suddenly directed to the unbelievers who were mentioned in verse 13 as deserving of God's punishment.
Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu إذا لقيتم الذين كفروا زحفا فلا تولوهم الأدبار.
Believers, whenever you encounter a hostile force of unbelievers, do not turn your backs to them in flight.
وَمَن يُوَلِّهِمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ دُبُرَهُ إِلَّا مُتَحَرِّفًا لِّقِتَالٍ أَوْ مُتَحَيِّزًا إِلَى فِئَةٍ فَقَدْ بَاءَ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَمَأْوَاهُ جَهَنَّمُ وَبِئْسَ الْمَصِيرُ.
For he who turns his back on them on such an occasion, except that it be for tactical reasons, or turning to join another company, he shall incur the wrath of Allah, and hell shall be his abode. It is an evil destination.
The Quran does not forbid orderly retreat under strong pressure from the enemy, provided it is resorted to as a stratagem of war, for example, seeking reinforcements or joining another party in the rear. What the Quran does forbid is disorderly flight produced by sheer cowardice and defeatism. Such a retreat takes place because the deserter holds his life dearer than his cause. Such cowardice has been characterized as one of those three major sins which, if committed, can be atoned for by no other good deed whatsoever. These three sins are: ascription of divinity to anyone or anything other than God, violation of the rights of parents, and flight from the battlefield during fighting in the way of God. In another tradition, the Prophet, peace be upon him, has mentioned seven deadly sins which totally ruin a man's next life. One of these is flight from the battlefield in an encounter between Islam and unbelief. This has been declared a deadly sin because, in addition to being an act of sheer cowardice, it demoralizes others and can generate demoralization, which can have disastrous consequences. An individual soldier's desertion might cause a whole platoon or even a whole regiment and ultimately the whole army to take flight. For once a soldier flees in panic, it is hard to control the others.
فَلَمْ تَقْتُلُوهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ قَتَلَهُمْ وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى وَلِيُبْلِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مِنْهُ بَلَاءً حَسَنًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
So the fact is that it was not you, but it was Allah who killed them. And it was not you when you threw sand at them, but it was Allah who threw it. And the believers were employed for the task, that He might cause the believers to successfully pass through this test. Allah is all-hearing, all-knowing.
But it was Allah who threw it.
This refers to the occasion when the armies of the Muslims and the unbelievers stood face to face in the Battle of Badr and were on the verge of actual fighting. At that moment, the Prophet, peace be upon him, threw a handful of dust at the enemy, saying, "May their faces be scorched." So saying, the Prophet, peace be upon him, made a gesture and the Muslims started their charge.
ذلكم وأن الله موهن كيد الكافرين.
This is his manner of dealing with you. As for the unbelievers, Allah will surely undermine their designs.
إن تستفتحوا فقد جاءكم الفتح وإن تنتهوا فهو خير لكم وإن تعودوا نعد ولن تغني عنكم فئتكم شيئا ولو كثرت وأن الله مع المؤمنين.
Tell the unbelievers, if you have sought a judgment, then surely a judgment has come to you. And if you desist from disobedience, it is all the better for you. But if you revert to your mischief, we will again chastise you, and your host, howsoever numerous, will never be of any avail to you. Know well, Allah is with the believers. If you have sought a judgment, then surely a judgment has come to you.
Before marching out from Mecca, the unbelievers held the covering of the Kaaba and prayed, O God, grant victory to the better of the two parties. Abu Jahl, in particular, invoked God's judgment. O God, grant victory to the one who is in the right and cause humiliation to the wrongdoer. God answered these prayers fully, and the outcome of the battle clearly pointed to the party which was in the right.